Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Tuesday, and we are traveling light. We're taking a look at the August issue of the Lutheran Witness. Rachel Bomberger, managing editor of the Lutheran Witness, in studio with us today.
Hello.
And so glad to have you in studio. Nice and healthy.
Without context, that's...
I was sick, now I'm well.
There we go.
What was it, 109 fever or something like that before?
Approximately.
Okay, yikes. I'm exaggerating a bit.
Now I'm really glad you're here.
Great articles in the Lutheran Witness this month, and now we're heading to Michigan.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Lots of Michigan folks in the studio.
Michigan.
And now on the phone as well, the Reverend Mark Laist, who's pastor at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Frankentrust, Michigan. Thanks so much, Pastor Laist, for being our guest this morning.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Your article, Trial by Wilderness, the Testing and Hardship of Early Lutheran Immigrants in this August issue, was also insightful, encouraging. Do you have other adjectives to add, Sarah? I just threw that out there.
You totally did.
I totally stole all of the adjectives.
You did. It was also eye-opening and a little bit convicting.
Wow. A little convicting. Why? And so we take a look at the hardships of these early Lutheran immigrants. Why study the history of early Lutheran immigrants? Why did you spend the time studying and learning about these early Lutheran immigrants?
Well, I think the main lesson to be learned is to see that how God sustained them through conditions and circumstances that we can't even imagine. And then realize that whatever that little annoyance or inconvenience that we're experiencing right now, paling in comparison, God will see us through.
What have you learned about the trials of the immigrants and the immigrants, especially that ended up around where you are in Michigan?
Well, one thing that impresses me about them is their complete reliance on God. Not that they were perhaps completely ready for what they experienced, but they quickly came to realize that it was the Lord that was seeing them through. One of the comparisons to what the wilderness here in Michigan was like was like the ocean that they crossed. They had a 90-day journey, and at times the fog or the darkness was so thick you couldn't see anything in front of you. You couldn't see the stars in the heaven. You just were on water and had no idea where you were going. And when they arrived here up in the Saginaw Valley, that's the experience they had as they came into the ancient forests that were still standing here, the virgin timbers, where the Germans would call Urwald. It was so secluded, so removed from everything, and they quickly realized they had to make their homes not only here, but from it, from the trees, from the stones, from the animals, and that's really something.
Yeah, the wilderness of upper lower Michigan can be very secluded. What did studying these trials and the traveling of these immigrants, how does it affect your vocation now and how you approach your ministry?
Well, what I love about these stories is that they always end with giving God the glory, giving him credit, saying God saw us through. And as a pastor, that's so important to remind really their descendants. Most of the original families, their names, 370 years ago, those names still remain on the rolls of my congregation. Mm-hmm. And many of the farms are still where they were originally laid out, mm-hmm. the way they set things up in long farms close together. But the same, essentially, now the language has changed and other things have changed, But the liturgy, the catechism, the hymns, the prayers, and so forth are there weekly for them to sustain them and to remind them, hey, look what your forebears experienced. And God gives you the same means in his word and sacrament. He will keep you. He will bring you through. And this is wonderful for practical pastoral practice, where it can happen, where it is possible. And in this setting, it certainly is.
Now, I know you have talked about what they found when they got there, which was a whole lot of wilderness. And I know that they all started in Europe. What was that? And obviously, they had different reasons for coming. But all of them, the trip was marked by sacrifice and by leaving a lot of stuff behind. How would you contrast the lifestyle that these immigrants had when they lived in Europe versus what they got when they first set foot in the various wildernesses that they enjoyed?
Well, I was listening in a little bit before this, and they certainly had to learn to give things up and trust God. And, you know, it's been said if you are going to take a trip, let's say you were to travel to Europe or some other place, that you should pack your bags ahead of time and drag them through your hometown for a day.
That's a good idea.
And from that, you'll find yourself quickly unpacking and making some decisions. Well, what we would even take perhaps on a flight, although now we have to pay $50 a bag each way, but theirs was even more reduced. And so it really came down to the clothes on your back, your Bible, but you couldn't take Mickey Mouse. You couldn't take a favorite rocking chair. You had a steamer trunk, and that had to be lugged and raised up onto wagons and put into canal boats, and not only on the steamer ship, but then if there was the railroad, if that was possible, and at that time it was just from Detroit to Jackson. And then again, hauled north. And so some things were sold and quickly given up, even when they arrived.
Mm. Were there blessings that come out of the trials?
Well, in their own words, they say yes. Would Pastor Grebner, the first pastor here, as he writes his memoirs, he ends by saying, do I think of these things fondly? Would I want to go through them again? No. However, I'm thankful I did. And what I gained from it, I will remember for the rest of my life. And that, I think that was probably the experience. Sure, anything that, I mean, with discipline, chastisement, whatever it might be, correction, growth comes with pain and oftentimes sacrifice. But as the writer, the Hebrew says, you know, look what the outcome is.
Now, you mentioned earlier that a lot of the farms and the families are still in these areas around where you are. What is that legacy for them, knowing where their families came from and what they had to go through? How has the lessons that they've learned, how have those been passed down through the generations?
Well, there certainly is an awareness of it, and a great deal is helped by our older sister community, Frankenmuth, which has made quite an enterprise of all this history.
But, yeah, I've heard of them.
But I think that there's a sense and understanding, and it, you know, like anything from one generation to another, and maybe depending on the pastor or circumstances, it's always in their history book. It's always in their directory. It's always in the classroom. It's always on the second Sunday in October for Kirchweih or church anniversary service. There's also an understanding for certain families of what the great-great-great-grandparents went through. There's monuments here on the property. The stained glass windows in the church show and depict pictures. And I think that that gives a foundation, a sense of past and where I've come from. And that, in our day and age, that's quite valuable.
Pastor Mark Laist is pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Frankentrost, Michigan, author of Trial by Wilderness in the August issue of the Lutheran Witness. Thanks so much, Pastor Laist, for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour.
Well, you're welcome. I enjoyed every minute of it, and thanks again.
I'm so amazed that out of the three people in studio today, I'm the one not from Michigan, haven't lived in Michigan. And when when Pastor Laist mentioned the Saginaw Valley, I'm the first one to put up the mitten to try to point out where Saginaw Valley is. I was wrong anyway, though.
You
obviously,
were wrong.
I'm not
Sarah
from Michigan.
And I didn't need
we
to
didn't
do
need
that.
True. We both know where it is.
Excellent, excellent issue of the Lutheran Witness, the August issue. Check it out. Lots of great articles in there, more than just more than what we talked about today. Mm-hmm. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us in studio today. Always fun to have you here.
It's a blast.
I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. The listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.